Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
One of the things I like doing with this show, in addition to talking about how great the Dodgers were last night, hard for me to admit that, but Joe Kelly and the Dodgers, keep on. Do that. Anybody who's making it tough on the Astros is all right by me right now. But in addition to talking sports and talking to the personalities around sports, I am a huge advocate of local business owners. And one of the businesses that I've been thinking about lately and you've been hearing about on this show is Culligan of Oregon. They sponsor the Culligan Water Cooler Report. They are also helping a lot of people in the state who are now at home, who are suddenly realizing like, hey, we're drinking more water in our house. This is the water we're showering in. The water tastes funny. And so they're helping people who are at home more. And I think it's one of those things that if you haven't been at home a lot, that maybe you've noticed over the last few months. I know Anna and I had our water tested, and Ken Hulse from Culligan of Oregon and his team got to work on testing our water and installing a water filtration system that is fantastic. And I subsequently mentioned yesterday on the show that we have a family friend who said she lives in Canby, Oregon, and she said, my water tastes like dirt. Well, Culligan of Oregon can help you. I want to bring on our next guest, Ken Hulse of Culligan of Oregon. It's the Culligan Water Cooler Report featuring the guy from Culligan.
Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
Ken, I appreciate you making time. I appreciate you helping so many people in our state. And I know this isn't necessarily sports related, but I know you're a big sports fan. So thanks for making time.
John, thanks for giving the time. I appreciate you highlighting and profiling us on your show and giving us a moment to talk about what we can do for folks to make their water taste, feel, and be a lot better for them. So thank you, sir.
And we've talked to like different, small business owners during the pandemic who are, maybe challenged with how do they do business. But you're unique in that people are home more, probably noticing things around their house, including the taste of their water, that they didn't notice before. Have you experienced that in this pandemic?
We have, John. You know, one thing that we were considered, and gratefully so, we are considered an essential business because the quality of water is considered essential to our health, well-being, and our livelihoods. So we've been able to stay open and to maintain normal operations. So all of our technicians are in working out in the world every day. We have our sales persons who are out meeting with customers, as they allow and as they feel comfortable doing. And we're still delivering bottled water. So at all levels, we've been able to meet the needs of the good folks in Oregon. And as you said, a lot of people have given us calls because they are more acutely aware that maybe their water quality is not up to snuff. And they want us to come out and test it for them, let them know what's really there, and make some changes and help them get better quality water for their life, their home, and for just everything that they're dealing with.
We're talking to Ken Hulse, Culligan Water, culliganoforegon.com, if you want to check it out. Ken, you came, you tested our water. You literally came through the gate, used the outdoor spigot. We probably talked sports at a distance longer than it took you to draw the water. And, for people who are interested in getting their water tested, how do they start that process?
So anything they can do, John, they can go to culliganoforegon.com. I know that it's mentioned often through the radio spots that we have on your show and through our sports radio channels in Eugene, Springfield, up in Portland, and even down into the Roseburg area. So if they go to CulliganOfOregon.com or call our office number, the 800 number that's listed on our website or that is shared, they'll get a hold of a live person and get in touch with us. And if everyone's comfortable, we can come out to your home. And as you just said, John, we have been able to change our way of business and to facilitate and to, you know, be accustomed to whatever people need. If people feel comfortable with us coming into their home and visiting with them and showing them some tests and demonstrations to show them some water quality things they have going on. Or to your point, if people just want us to do a virtual meeting with them through computer and technology, and also if they want us just to pull a sample remotely and with no contact or no interaction that way, we can do that too.
Ken, you know, I know that, you know, water, bottled water is one of the things people think about when they think about you, but it's also sort of like the health of your home in general with some of the filtration systems you guys put in and such. Amid this pandemic, have you seen people gravitate towards one thing or another, or is it kind of across the spectrum where you find yourself busier?
You know, John, we have customers, and it really is dependent and customized to your individual wants and needs as a consumer. Some people really are concerned about how their water feels, if they have hard water in their home, if it's spotting their dishes, if it's making their skin feel grimy and dry after a shower. There's other folks that say, I don't want to taste chlorine in my water. I want to have a reverse osmosis system. So really, John, it's whatever the individual, whatever the person we meet with, they want to be the driver of their home system and their water treatment, we can make it so. Now, like we did in your guys' case, you know, we looked at a lot of things, and there were a lot of possibilities to treat your water and make it perfect all around. You know, you said, hey, let's go right now. Let's look at our life water. Let's deal with our drinking water and our water in our home that we're getting right at our sink. And that's what we did. So we can really customize, and we can build a system for whatever people need to deal with any or all their water problems that might be present in their home.
Ken, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I know our listeners do, and just in general with small businesses, because, you know, you are somebody who's out there working, and, you know, I am supportive. I understand what the small businesses do in our local economy. They employ families and people, and they keep the economy churning. And can you speak to that a little bit, just in your experience? You know, we got about a minute, but your experience, sort of the value of the business owners out there?
Yeah, so all of us, we're all in this together, and it's a unique and it's a rare opportunity I think we have, not only as a country, not only as folks, regardless of kind of what we believe and what we follow, but this is a rare opportunity where we're all really in it together, and we have a great chance to pull together, to work together, and to support each other, you know, be it folks who might do windows and doors, or people who might paint your home, whatever it is, or even your water. They're good local businesses that are out here, and we're just waiting for your calls, and we're ready to serve you. We have cutting edge and top of the line technology, and we're ready to make your water taste, feel, and look better, and looking forward to those opportunities, John, and thankful for this one to make everyone aware that we're here and we're doing these services every single day.
Kent, I got to run, Ken. It's CulliganOfOregon.com. Thanks.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.